Voters heading to the polls during the early voting period can expect a process aided by social distancing guidelines, increased cleaning procedures, and personal protective equipment. Polling places across eastern North Carolina will feature frequently sanitized surfaces, free masks available to voters, and social distancing enforced through floor markings and spacing between ballot booths. As many polling places expect to serve thousands of individuals, a primary concern among election officials is managing the density of people in voting sites during peak hours. Pitt County's Director of Elections, Tony McQueen, says that many election sites plan to address this issue through use of door monitors and restricted movement in polling places.
Our flow is going to be in one door and out a different door. They're going to be monitoring the door. As a computer opens, they can go up, give their name, get their ATV, and then go down to the ballot table and get their ballot, go to the voting booth, and once they get done with their ballot, they just feed it into the 200 and walk out the door.
The state is also taking measures to protect individuals who work at polling places. Workers will be equipped with face coverings and tested for symptoms prior to the beginning of shifts. Polling places in Pitt County will also feature clear plastic barriers between election workers and voters. Though use of personal protective equipment will be mandatory for polling place workers, voters will have a choice of whether or not to wear a mask.
State Board has sent us a directive saying if they're not required, we can't require them. Some people are intimidated by them. Some people don't think they're necessarily required. With the shields in place and with the distancing in place, I think we'll be okay.
To ensure the safest and most efficient voting experience, McQueen recommends individuals avoid crowds by casting a ballot during the beginning of the early voting period. For those planning to vote on Election Day, he says that polls on November 3rd may be less crowded than on previous years.
If you're going to vote early, come as early as you can. If they want to wait till Election Day, that's fine. Based on the number of absentee ballots that we've gotten so far and early voting, I think that Election Day is probably not going to be that busy.
North Carolina's in-person early voting period will continue from October 15th to the 31st. For PRE, I'm Jamie Rodriguez.